AP Radio News.
I'm Ross Simpson. Two brothers have a lot to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports they survived two massive avalanches.
Alex and Brian Holmes were skiing near Telluride, Colorado. Brian triggered the first avalanche and was swept 1,000 feet down the mountain.
His face is above the snow. One arm is above the snow. One ski was ejected, and the rest of him is buried. It takes him 10 to 15 minutes to self-extricate.
Susan Lilly with the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office says Alex Holmes tried to ski to his brother. He set off the second slide. Both thought the other was dead. Brian Holmes was injured. He is expected to survive. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Obama says Thanksgiving is a day for food, football, and hoping the turkey didn't turn out too dry. On Thanksgiving, Obama called 10 service members, two each from the five branches of the military, to wish them and their families a happy holiday. Staff Sergeant Brian Brown, an American soldier in Afghanistan, says he has spent many Thanksgivings on deployment and appreciates the camaraderie.
I just know how the bases come together, all the troops come together, and it's even better being out here with the other countries and for them to get a chance to see our, you know, our culture. And it's really touching to see everybody here today, and I really enjoy this time of year.
A march protesting the slaying of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald by a Chicago police officer is planned tomorrow morning in the city's famous shopping district on Michigan Avenue. It'll also be the busiest shopping day of the year. In the meantime, a local church bishop says city officials were too slow to act after the shooting.
The information was hidden too long, and I believe that that is the pattern that happens to us often.
This is AP Radio News. While some folks will shop till they drop tonight, others are watching the second of three NFL games. At the moment, the Carolina Panthers lead the Dallas Cowboys 30-6. Tony Romo has left the game with an injured left shoulder again. Coming up next, it'll be the Packers and the Bears at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Packers coach Mike McCarthy says the Bears are better than they were when Green Bay beat them 31-23 on opening day.
I think the Bears have really improved. You just see the efficiency has gone up in all three phases. So I think the video is definitely better than the statistics. So this is a much improved football team.
The Detroit Lions feasted on the Philadelphia Eagles in the first of three NFL games today. The Motor City men beat the men from the City of Brotherly Love 45-14. Quarterback Matthew Stafford tied a career high with five touchdowns, three of them to Calvin Johnson. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.